WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 21st, and you're tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, where we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. You can also catch this show a few days after the radio show on the podcast platforms. So each week we uncover the healing power of nutrition and lifestyle, sharing practical wisdom that can help you live longer, stronger, and better. And you don't hear it in many places except here. Joining me is my co-host and friend, the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint Powell.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am, and I'm telling the truth. I don't lie like some people that say they're always doing well when they have a broke leg, no money in the bank, air conditioner doesn't work, and they're living on popcorn at home and Spam.
We got 5 minutes, and we're spending it on that. That's the way to go on behalf of the listeners. They need your wisdom, and you're wasting it on making fun of me.
All right, you're very true, because we are limited in time. I want to make sure, again, Health Fair October 4th. And let me tell you, we have some lectures that are all free. I don't think you can sign up beforehand. You just have to show up. But I've got so many great people who are so knowledgeable from, of course, Rev, which we've endorsed for years for a lot of helping the body to be healthier, less stress, processing stress, Scenic City Neurotherapy for the IV ketamine. I just so regard them as such professionals for that therapy, which is many times anxiety, depression, PTSD. It is nothing else can match that in many cases. Optimize You. Josh will be there speaking. We've got Dr. Johnson. We have Roe Farms, who makes the best sausage I have ever eaten in my entire life. And many other of our great, great vendors who will be traveling
You're going to have, there's going to be a coffee truck there with organic coffees. You're going to have all kinds of cool stuff.
Tell me about that coffee.
It's Grindhead.
What's it called?
Well, it's called, the company's name is Grindhead. Okay. Grindhead Coffee. They're local over off East Brandon Road. And when Katie found out they had organic bean that they could brew, they're going to bring that out there. And hopefully within the next couple of weeks, people will be able to come in and get the El Jefe coffee.
Yes.
That's the Podfather organic organic blend that will be my coffee. In honor of Jeff Styles, a talk radio icon here in Chattanooga.
All right. Sound like a plan.
Yes, sir.
I want to cover real quick. I bought a $125 cooking pan. Yes. I never thought I would do that because pans are really about $25 than the last time I looked at them. But I am so caught up in not having heavy metals, forever chemicals in my scrambled eggs and sausage from Roe Farms that I eat and eggs from Nutrition World that it just bugs me. I actually lay awake at night and don't sleep because of that. No, I don't.
What a great life you have.
I do. I don't let things bother me to that level, but I want to make the best choices. And so I went to a site called Mamavation. I love that site. They test all of the cookware and found how many of those were actually putting forever chemicals into our foods. But there's one brand called 360's Cookware, 360 Cookware. I cannot believe how better the eggs and sausage tasted. Now, that is not in my head because I've asked other people. And the reason is because...
And other people said it's not in your head.
They said, that's
no,
right.
No, it's not in your head, yeah.
Because I bought the pan and I bought the eggs and I bought the sausage.
Okay.
So why would that happen? It's the transfer of heat. If it's not exactly equal, it does not cook foods as well. Hmm. I've eaten at some of the finest restaurants in town or in actually the United States. And I've always wondered, I guess the chef is just so good at what they do that I couldn't equal it. It was partially the chef, but I can tell you right now, it's their pans. Mm. And so I highly recommend 360 Cookware.
You have about 2.5 minutes left this first segment. I just want to say, if I buy a $125 pan, it better come with somebody to do the cooking. I can do that right now. Anyway,
all right,
back to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Forever Chemicals. That's, it takes years to get those chemicals out, and I know, Ed, I can see in your eyes you are truly not concerned.
There is nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, that's right. That's a good attitude to have.
I'm fine.
All right. We've got to make sure that we keep in mind that the Be Well Labs right here on Lee Highway, one block down from the store, amazing. They are growing now and getting everything put together in a very efficient manner to help treat acute care problems. They're like a walk-in clinic, but with an emphasis on more of the integrative options, giving you options when you come in. Chris has an amazing history of working in these clinics, so he's extremely skilled in diagnosing and treating from the medical perspective and also adding the nutritional perspective. And also, the lab has IVs.
I was going to say, my sister went and got an IV therapy there. The energy, when she raved about it, a couple of days she felt, I mean, she still feels good, but big difference.
So often when you're sick, you get dehydrated, you feel awful, and it takes days to get it back, or even a week or two. You can do that within 2 hours if you do an IV and full line blood testing. Now, that is, and we're also going to have one of our coaches, Thera, which is a nurse practitioner, will be working at that location from Nutrition World, and she has her expertise in metabolic function, which is one of my absolutes for preventing disease, which is the way of which body handles insulin and sugar and other things. Now, she will be down there very, very soon. So what's the website? There's an easy one now. It's called beginwithlabs.com. Beginwithlabs.com. Keep that in mind if your children, not young children, but teenage children, and your parents or whoever needs to get a good diagnosis and not be over-treated with drugs. Because our walk-in clinics are all about how many prescriptions can we send out the door with you. Wow, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Pretty good. 6 minutes. We got two great guests coming up, and I'm looking forward to them.
All right. And that, I'm going to cut this one short. I will see you in segment two, Clint Powell.
Yes, sir.
And everybody listening, see you soon.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in. I love it. Like, I had a physician come in the store 2 days ago, and he lives in Alaska. He's been ordering from us for years. He used to work here with his family, Dr. Patera. We did a great little Instagram on him. And it just is so cool that people are willing to travel distances to kind of connect with Nutrition World. And today I've got a company that has traveled from Oregon, and it is Oregon's Wild Harvest. We have Dylan from Oregon's Wild Harvest, who is on Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You are an expert. And the reason I want to talk about this is, one is, you don't get to come on Vital Health Radio simply because you're a vendor at Nutrition World. You get to come on because you are an exceptional vendor at Nutrition World. And I remember Katie and I and a couple of our staff members years ago were honored to be offered a complete paid trip to Canada to see this company that I think is very excellent. And one of the biggest things I remember was when we were traveling around their farm in Canada was the fact that they mentioned that each plant has something called phytochemicals in it, which are the molecules that help us to be healthier. Mm-hmm. Plants don't give a heck about us, but they do want to protect themselves. And so they produce these different molecules. And they said that they monitor these molecules at different times of the day and realized that last week they were saying the echinacea molecule was going to peak at 3 a.m. on the morning of Tuesday. So they got their people out to harvest it within that 6-hour window. I've never forgot that. And that's been about way before COVID. And I love that kind of transparency. I love that kind of devotion to the not A plus, but the triple A plus to harvest different nutraceuticals, especially herbs. And I know from a phone interview that I've done with you at Oregon's Wild Harvest that you and your family owned operation does that level of excellence. So let's introduce people to who you are, why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. So Oregon's Wild Harvest was started by my parents, Pam and Randy Bursch, and their goal was just to grow the best plant medicine available. And at the time, there was just a lack of whole herbal supplements. And so the whole goal of Oregon's Wild Harvest has been vertical integration from seed to bottle as much as possible. So we're in Central Oregon. We've got a 600-acre certified biodynamic farm that's Demeter certified biodynamic.
And what does that mean?
That means that our farm is its own self-sustaining ecosystem. Mm. So there are no outside inputs needed. We are doing it right on the farm. This is old school farming, right? So we've got livestock on the farm. We're growing the alfalfa, feeding it to the cows, taking that manure from the cows and spreading over the fields of herbs, right? We don't need to bring in fertilizer. You won't come to our farm and see a bunch of white boxes filled with bees. All of our bees are living right on the farm. So part of biodynamic farming is you leave at least 10% of the farm in its natural state. And so that provides a home for those birds, those bees, the insects to call home, and they're out there pollinating our fields. So our farm is self-sustaining, mm-hmm. No outside inputs needed. Obviously we're organic, no pesticides, no herbicides. And we're family owned, still 100% family owned. And we're processing everything that we make is manufactured 15 minutes from our farm.
Really?
Yes.
Well, isn't that documentary, The Biggest Little Farm, isn't that kind of like what you're doing, which is everything is balancing everything else within a system?
Absolutely.
From the coyotes to the bees to the cows to the manure, yep. To the way the cows' hooves push things into the ground, yep. All of that. And
did you grow up on the farm?
I did. I grew up driving the tractor every summer.
Chores, morning chores.
Always, yeah. Farm life is, it seems glamorous until you're actually out there living it, right? sun up to sun down.
Everybody wants to do that stuff. And you're like, oh, I want to do it. Here's where you start. I want you to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to do
it. And then I'll buy your stuff. How's that? Yeah.
No, farm life is hard, right? It's hot. It's hard work. It's manual labor, but it's very rewarding. And when you love what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier.
That's so true of life. And, you know, I always remember the saying, follow your bliss. Yeah. And I've followed that in my life for at least four decades, which is, if you don't have something you love, find it. Because life is a few blinks away, and we will not be here.
Well, quick question, and then I know you and Ed are going to get into specific products and the philosophy a little deeper, but what were the first couple of products that you actually, if you remember, that you actually grew?
Yeah.
And did you grow to for market, or did you grow originally for yourselves?
So, great question. So we started on a 40-acre farm, and on that farm, we were growing echinacea, valerian. I've got photos of these, so it's easy to remember. Golden seal. We were growing some skullcap out there. So we were growing, you know, probably to start out a dozen different herbs. Mm-hmm. And our name, Oregon's Wild Harvest, where we got that name is when we were first starting, we would actually go out and wildcraft too. Mm. So we would go up on Mount Hood and harvest our Oregon grape, Western red cedar. We would go out on the river and harvest nettle. We would go up north of Spokane in the mountains and harvest St. John's wort. We'd spend every 4th of July for the first 25 years of my life was camping, wildcraft in St. John's wort for a good part of a month. So, when we started, we were doing growing and then also wildcrafting, whereas today we're doing about 40 different herbs on our farm. Wow. We got a 600-acre farm now. So those herbs that we used to wildcraft, like St. John's wort, we're able to grow right on our farm now.
And people may realize, they may not, that this level of herbal botanicals is not the norm, number one. Now, there's a lot of great companies that make A-level, B-level. Those can still be beneficial for our health. But we have people like myself who are connoisseurs of the very excellence. And your way that you create, grow, and harvest this is on the level of honoring nature. And when you honor nature, I just know that there's positive benefits in regard to, again, the phytochemicals. If you want to go back to science instead of just nice stories that make us feel good, you can look at the studies on phytochemicals with plants that are grown with the right regenerative practices. And Absolutely. That's what your farm does.
Yeah.
And everything from the harvesting, of course, to the soil, to the fact that you do it at the right time of the year, you honor the plant as you would an animal if you were raising cows or pigs or anything else.
Absolutely. No, they're living. These plants are alive. My dad always said that nature provides, right? We don't need to mess with it. We just got to do it right, right? So a lot of herbs these days are standardized, some solvent used. With our herbs, I say a lot of times with these herbs, our standardization process is happening in the fields. We're mm-hmm. making sure that all the herbs are getting everything they need, the nutrients, the water, right? Making sure that we're planting and harvesting at the
right
time.
Being proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hate to take a different path, but that's my job. Is it fulfilling or kind of odd to grow up in this world when 20, 30 years ago, this would have been, and Ed's lived this too, anything holistic was, okay, you're just a hair of newt, you're a witch. Yep. You're a witchcraft, it's all witchcraft. And now, fast forward, especially since COVID, but really the last 10 years, all of a sudden, it is, the people are seeking this. The doctors, medical people are like, yes, in medicine, but also, let's go look at these other things. It's got to be kind of fulfilling to know you were kind of right all along. In your approach.
It's been, honestly, you mentioned COVID, and the amount of new folks that are coming to this medicine is mm-hmm. really been cool to see, right?
They're seeking answers.
They are, yeah. Exactly. And so you're right. I mentioned that to Ed's staff earlier. Like this health food store is so remarkable starting in 79. Like that was, I remember the 90s. People looked at like, what are you doing at that natural health food store? That's organic. Who needs organic, like, go to your grocery store. So it's true. It's to see the change, the people that have come around to it. I even remember in high school, people didn't know my family's company. And now today, mm-hmm. you know, folks are like, oh, I remember you talking about those herbs back in the day.
And you're like,
right?
No, you were making fun of me.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
get a job. No, sorry.
Bye.
That's the way it goes.
You know, one of my articles for later in the show is actually the fact that polls show that Americans' faith in pharmaceuticals pharmaceutical companies has sunk to record lows. In a Gallup poll, only 20% of U.S. adults voiced a positive view of the pharmaceutical industry. And our ethics, our morality in the great companies, there's always those that don't want to rise to the level, but Nutrition World doesn't partner with those people. Mm-hmm. And I just know that, you know, you have wonderful labels like this that's easy to read.
My favorite.
Organic, the liver support for the milk thistle dandelion. You gave me a bottle of Skullcap last time, and I took two last night because it does help me sleep better when I do that. And I want to know which herbs you take for your hair growth.
Yeah, his mustache is jealous of your hair. Y'all missed there's a Mr. Potato Head doll we should have here. The mix match of that would be fantastic. By the way,
I'm jealous. You're definitely jealous of the mustache. Yeah. I can't grow like that. Well, you picked up my favorite right there. That milk thistle dandelion. It's not just milk thistle dandelion. It's got burdock. It's got artichoke in there as well. Traditional bitters. You know, our livers filter the body, and our bodies are taking a beating these days, right? It's anything you drink, anything you eat, anything you breathe, it's eventually going to get filtered out through that liver. So when I travel, I tend to break out, stress, eating poorly. Milk thistle dandelion is my savior. You got to take care of that liver. And typically when I'm breaking out, you can trace it back to the liver. It's just not functioning properly.
Liver has hundreds of functions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's one of my favorites. Hair growth, you know, you get some salt palmetto. We just came out with our vitamin line. We've got biotin as well now available. But salt palmetto is another great one. Getting a little bit of free testosterone going with that one. That's really great.
The thing is, your product, and anytime you have a AAA quality product, you've gone through so many more steps. It's going to be a little more expensive. There are things I don't care that I used to say I don't care if my toilet paper was AA+, but now I do since we sell toilet paper that has no chemicals in it. So Clint doesn't care about his you know what on the backside with chemicals. He doesn't.
Something's going to get me. That's way down on the list.
He actually rubs chemicals on that body part.
Yeah, I tried it. That's where we use it first. Yeah, I spray it with Windex before I go.
WD-40 in case things are stopped up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are things that I don't care that much about. Anything internal from my toothpaste to, of course, my nutraceuticals, what I call the green pharmacy. Doesn't my body deserve the best I can afford? Yes, it does. And if I can strive for the best in everything, in my workouts, in my supplements, in the foods I eat, without being too attached to them, I don't want to be in a prison or cave, but make wise choices. And again, Oregon's Wild Harvest, you'll never go wrong with a company that has the passion and philosophy and ethics that your company has. I do know that.
Let me ask a couple of questions about the products you have.
Yeah.
Since we kind of referenced COVID a couple of times, over the last 5 or so years, are there a couple of products that have really come to the front, whether it's for the immune or for just overall how you feel? Because I just don't know as much about the product or the company.
It's funny because one of the herbs that we've grown since you asked what we were growing in the beginning, and that one of them was wormwood. We've had wormwood on our farm since I was a little boy. I remember the smell of wormwood, and we've always had a wormwood product. You know, it's been middle of the pack, low end, and then COVID hits, and it's a part of cleanses, parasite cleanse to be more specific.
Okay.
So wormwood, cloves, garlic, these traditional cleansing herbs.
Okay, yeah, and the cleansing herbs, do you have products where there's a combination of, or is there products that you need to go buy individually?
So those are individuals. Wormwood has just been, wormwood went from bottom to, it's now in our top 20. Mm-hmm. Really surprising. That's been the biggest changeover. And then you get into like the milk thistles, the milk thistle dandelion. This is a great combo, and this one really picked up because cleanses became so big, and anytime you're doing a cleanse, you want to include milk thistle, because when you're cleansing, you're ridding the body of those toxins, and your filter's working, or your liver, your filter is working overtime. So milk thistle dandelion really came up. But honestly, it was, you would see orders come in because I'm in the office if I'm not out here. And so I see the orders, and you would see this combination, and we're actually coming out with a combination to speak to that. We're coming out with a parasite combination, our cleansing combo. But it had, on those orders, it was wormwood, cloves, and garlic, almost without
fail. Across the board, yeah.
Exactly. So people were combining those like crazy.
I know it's hard for somebody like Clint, who's not in our industry, to realize this, but the word wormwood could give you a clue as to what it's for, Clint, in case down the road you need to investigate our
Dylan, if you ever come back on, you'll be able to pick up on his body language. He was smiling as he was saying that because he knew he was about to get me. He doesn't smile. He gets very serious. His face is this when he's talking. Nutraceuticals are very important. And his face, and then he starts talking about me and he goes, you know, Dylan, there's some people, they eat so many donuts. No, but I mean, that's that, and I think, you know, you got Lenny up there now at the store. You've got around the herbs. And I think this is just another addition to Nutrition World because I know they've had herbs, but really the last 2 years, and it's part of being part of the show and working at more Nutrition World, doing some other stuff behind the scenes. I just started to get more of an appreciation of they're just another, as Ed says all the time, another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah.
Not one thing, you know, your approach, your mindset's the one thing, but what you add in the toolbox is really important.
100%. These are supplements. They're to go with a lifestyle.
But they're also nature's medicine. I mean, if you look back even in the cave etchings, we know that people, these were the medicines of the times. Well, they didn't have anything else, but they've still proven themselves over the centuries and decades. And I am a big fan of making sure that I have enough of these on hand at my house. Even though I come to work every day, you know, at 6:30 at night, I'm at home and I have a bellyache, I'm going to do ginger. I love olive leaf if I think I'm getting sickly. I, you know, sleep-wise, I always talk about the herbs for the sleep, and I have to rotate around for me because that's one area that I have struggle in. But, you know, having them on hand is important. These aren't like my vitamins. My vitamins and minerals and fatty acids are an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. Some of the herbs can be, but I want to stockpile about four or five different ones in order to have an emergency kit.
I quick question. I know we're running out of time. Is there is it 2 weeks, 30 days? When will, if I start taking something and I buy it for a specific reason, I know it's dependent, but just a lot of times we take the pill and we look in the mirror and go, where is the hair growth? Or why is my liver still hurt? My question is there a certain amount of time?
It does depend. So that can be, we have nettle products. We grow all of our nettle on our farm, and it's great for allergies. So that one, an hour, you're going to start feeling really
good. Oh, wow.
It's great. Nettle's an awesome one. Whereas ashwagandha, our most popular product, I tell people, take one bottle before you make any judgment calls. About 30 days for that to build in the system and to notice the differences. So it really depends. But valerian, for example, skullcap you had mentioned, those are herbs that you can take, and within an hour you should be feeling the effects. So it really depends on what you're taking it for.
And because the safety level of these herbs, I'm always telling and advising people, the dose in the bottle is an average dose for the average person of an average weight and average metabolism. If I don't get better sleep with two herbs, I will take three. I will take four. I won't take 10, but I will take more than sometimes a label. Would I do that with a nutrient? I'd be more cautious with a nutrient because we know a certain, they're not going to hurt you, but we know kind of what we probably need. Mm-hmm. You don't really know that with nature's medicine sometimes. We do have to experiment. Now, not with a laxative and things, which I don't ever take, but I do really value your company, your ethics, your family, and I you came and trained the staff today and came all the way from Oregon. So it shows you the commitment that you and your family have to individual retailers like Nutrition World, because that is still the bread and butter of this country. Corporate doesn't particularly, they're not wired to really connect with this, and independents are.
Absolutely. You won't find us in mass market. We are natural channel exclusive, and there's a reason for that. There's a finite amount of quality medicine out there, plant medicine. So we can't just make a ton of it and sell it to everyone. There's a finite amount, and you're right, we got to get it in the hands of folks that can convey that message of why this is a better product. And you get what you pay for a lot of times. And
absolutely. Not always, but most of the time. But now you know the story behind the story. And, you know, the earth gives us the ability, but it takes individuals like you to harvest and to grow these magical kingdoms of strength and more resilience that we can build from herbal medicine.
I was just going to ask, if people wanted to find out more about your products or your company, how would they do that?
So OregonsWildHarvest.com. You can see all of our products. We're on Instagram at OregonsWildHarvest, Facebook, all the above. Come find us, OregonsWildHarvest.com. We'd love to have anyone that's interested in our products. Our Instagram is full of videos of the farm. This time of the year, awesome content because we're harvesting like crazy. We're going to be harvesting ashwagandha here in a month. We're harvesting calendula, echinacea right now. We've got all kinds of good stuff. So please check it out.
And we have the staff that can help also further educate for the right choice for the right person. And there's some people we don't think they should be using things. We're very honest about that. We want to empower people to be healthier, not just ring a register. So thank you, Dylan, and for coming out this far to educate us. It's going to be a great partnership as the years go on.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your guys' time, your staff's time. It's so appreciated.
Well, maybe someday I will be able to get to Oregon and visit your farm.
We're getting out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming. We've got Dr. Kurt Dehring with his advice of the week on using his knowledge for a certain client as far as what got results. That's always exciting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my great co-host Clint Powell, and we are glad you are with us. That was an amazing, I love heartfelt people like Oregon Wild Harvest. And I know we have Dr. Kurt Deering with us, as we normally do. We kind of missed a couple weeks because of travels, and glad to have him back. As I mentioned on the earlier segment with the Oregon, Dylan from Oregon Wild Harvest, they came all the way down to do training. So you were in the training, and you said it went wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. Fabulous company. Just it's a home, I mean, a family-owned. They do it right from the planting the seeds all the way to the encapsulation of the capsules. Second to none as far as quality and cleanliness, the way they do it from a regenerative farm. Mm-hmm. Just very impressed with the company, the way that their ethics and their quality control.
How is your life planting seeds, Clint? Do you plant good seeds?
I planted lots of seeds.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah.
With your voice.
Yeah, I'm a farmer.
Farmer of souls?
I think you'd mind your own affairs what I was farming. Trust me, I've reaped a lot of what I've planted, sir.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got Dr. Deering, who's now been with us. How long?
I'm guessing coming up on 13, 14 months, something like that. Yeah. So,
clinical pharmacist of many decades. That means he worked with patients, with doctors to assist all the patients to better their health and kind of had an awakening. I'll just put words in his mouth. But he is amazing for his deep knowledge of both worlds. That's what I love, is the traditional knowledge and also knowing the weaknesses of both sides. But he loves talking about, you know, kind of case histories. This isn't where he's treating people. He's giving advice. He's empowering, and they make their own decisions. But what are we talking about today?
Well, first thing I want to do is follow up from last time I was on when I started to mention about Microbiome Breakthrough. Mm-hmm. It's a new product we have at Nutrition World, which I'm very impressed with. I've already sold a lot of it. We know a lot about the prebiotics and postbiotics, and so they're your probiotic. What this makes this different than those is that it has not just the seed and the feed, it's got the weed, okay? And so what's the weed part of it? The weed part of it is something called IgY Max. So IgY Max. It's a hyper-immunized egg powder that delivers specialized antibodies designed to help the gut selectively bind and neutralize harmful bacteria, disrupt bad biofilms, and reinforce the intestinal barrier and support gastrointestinal integrity. That's the write-up on it.
And so let me interrupt real quick. Immunoglobulins, so we're talking that?
We're talking
IgGs. Yes, which is the biggest part of the function of the immune system. Clint knows a lot about that, and I know that it's important. And also, biofilm is a substance that a lot of our pathogens create to keep our body from being able to kill the negative pathogens. It's like a bulletproof vest, and we got to lessen those biofilms. So what you're talking about may do that.
Yep. And so what they're doing is they're going in and they're immunizing chickens. And then the eggs have the antibodies in them, and they pull out from 29 different pathogens that cause problems in our GI tract. They're pulling out 29, or they're specifically immunizing them with these 29 pathogens. So they're pulling out this hyper-immunized powder, or this antibody, and making it into a powder and putting it into it. This is what makes this different from all your other probiotics, in my opinion, is this stuff here. So what is it doing? It's going in there and specifically binding to the antigen, to the pathogen. Uh-huh. And so it's getting rid of that. And so what we're seeing is that within a month or two, you're getting the indicator of having a leaky gut, which is zonulin levels. We're seeing 90% reductions with zonulin levels. So basically it's curing leaky gut. So a lot of people that don't realize are having symptoms that have bad GI symptoms stuff, it could merely just be an overgrowth of these pathogens. So you're coming in, unlike an antibiotic that would come in and kill off everything, this is coming in and specifically going after those.
I love that. And, you know, I try my best to retain information, and I'm still pretty darn good about it at my age of 68. Yeah. But that's still old. And the thing is, though, I'm glad you reminded me because I had forgotten those details of that. And again, we go back to what is leaky gut? Leaky gut is going to be the biggest detriment to your immune system, probably that you will experience as we age. And it comes from chlorine in waters, aspirin, alcohol, glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is on about 70% of your foods. We can't get away from it. We can minimize it, but we need to do nutraceuticals to build that barrier back. And things like, we have several things that help to create a better gut function, but this has probably the highest numbers. You said 90% in 1 month shows when you retest a person with leaky gut, their test comes out pretty darn clean.
Pretty darn clean. And yeah. I was curious as to what kind of bugs these were, and some of them people would recognize as being bad bugs. Klebsiella pneumoniae, E. coli, Salmonella, Shigella, Pseudomonas, Staphylococcus, Streptococcus. So these are some of the names you kind of recognize as being usually bad.
Those are names of people in Clint's family, I thought. His cousins. Don't you have a Staphylococcus somewhere in your
family? Wow, that sounded inappropriate and yet smart. I don't know how you did that.
That is why your brain was wired for that. It was not meant to be anything but professional.
Sixth grade humor over here.
Oh.
Okay, so that's why I love, and not only that, but it tastes good. So you can actually have something that's good for you. It tastes like birthday cake mix.
Does
it? The way it tastes. Vanilla.
I have not had it.
We don't have the chocolate one, but I haven't seen the chocolate one. Okay. We have the vanilla one, and it tastes really good. So if you can, it's a win-win-win all the way around this stuff. Okay. For a little over $40, it can do a lot of good.
You got 10 minutes, Dr. Kirk.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about, and I should be able to do it in 10 minutes, is John. John is a 57-year-old man who consulted with me with a cluster of different common health problems. Number one being he has type 2 diabetes, had it for about 8 years. Blood sugars are currently running high despite him being on metformin. He has high blood pressure, still averaging blood pressures of about 148 over 92. He's on lisinopril, carvedilol, and a diuretic. He's got high cholesterol, and when you say high cholesterol, you know what that means. They've looked at the typical panel and just said it doesn't look good. So they put him on a statin, of course. And then he's overweight, a BMI of about 32, periodic irregular heartbeat, so what's been described from what I saw is atrial fibrillation, and he's on a beta blocker. It says as needed. I've never known a beta blocker to be as needed, but who knows what the situation. Mild heart failure with shortness of breath at times. He has a ejection fraction, so his heart's pumping at about 40 to 50% capacity. He's got fatty liver and slightly elevated liver enzymes and complaining of chronic tiredness, and he's concerned about a little bit of polypharmacy. Maybe he's taking too many meds. So, though he's on three different medications or multiple medications, the metformin, the statin, several blood pressure meds, he's still at risk. So could be that some of the things here that it's doing him some good, the medications, but they're also probably putting him at risk for side effects. So my goal was to come in here and see what we could do to help and assist some of these medications or possibly get the lifestyle going the way it should, which the foundational thing of every consult I do is the first, I don't know how many minutes, 20% of my visits is spent just talking about foundational health of the knife and the fork, eating healthy, and the activity level, the exercise. Those are the two foundational things that support your health. I always talk about that first because if we can improve that, we can improve everything. But for his diabetes, my first go-to, and this is even before I got into this nutraceutical world, I knew about berberine, and I used to recommend it to my patients. Of course, I used to work with the working poor, and the working poor could afford the $5 copay more than they could afford the $20-something dollar berberine, which might have been a better choice, but sometimes people go with the least expensive option, though it may not always be the best. So I've recommended berberine. Of course, I recommended stopping the statin. And you say, what does that have to do with the diabetes? Well, as I've mentioned in previous...
Quick question. Do they take berberine twice a day or once a day?
Twice a day.
I agree. Yes. Yep.
So you didn't know you were about to fail something if you answered that wrong.
Yeah. Keep going, sir.
So why am I recommending stopping the statin? Because this guy's A1C is right at a number, and I'll find that here in a second, but it's somewhere around 7-ish or so.
Ooh, that's not good, because we wanted about 5.4 and below.
Right. And so his A1C, it's being made, just a roundabout number.
Well, again, A1C is the number that gives the average blood sugar reading over the previous 90 days based on a red blood cell kind of determination.
Yes, so last 2 to 3 months, your average sugar. So your average A1C of 6, which is, like you said, not ideal, but that's about that's averaging sugars of about 120.
That's not good.
And then from there, you go up about 35 points, which each point. So add 120, 155 would be in. His average glucose is around 160, 155, 160.
So damaging capillaries.
So, but if you stop the statins, statins are known to make your blood sugar levels about 10% worse. So you take 0.7 away from his 7-ish A1C, all of a sudden you're at 6.3. Mm-hmm. You're pre-diabetic, not diabetic, and you could just start working, chipping away at that and probably get it down with lifestyle measures.
I like that.
But anyway, so that's why I'm going to say stop the statin and say, okay, whoa, what about his cholesterol? Well, we'll get to that in just a second. But in my opinion, they lower numbers, but they don't improve outcomes.
You have five minutes, Dr. C.
All right, so it's high blood pressure with lifestyle changes and adding the core four. This guy's not doing the core four. You got to do the core four. Every time I talk to somebody about improving their blood pressure, I go right to the core four because you're talking about magnesium. You know, that's nature's calcium channel blocker. It's going to be great for so many, 300 to 400 different functions in the body. You got to have the magnesium. You got to have it for your blood pressure. Then you're talking about your multivitamins, which you should be on anyway. You're talking about omega-3s, good for your blood pressure, good for everything. So right there, you start getting on the D and the K. That core four right there is going to help improve your blood pressure. You got to get on the core four. But we're going to add in the berberine. Guess what? Berberine helps lower your blood pressure. So most likely, we could probably discontinue his lisinopril with the lifestyle changes and the berberine alone.
But he would go ask his doctor about that.
Yeah. Well, he did go talk to his doctor about it, and we'll get to that hopefully if I got time to get there. So cholesterol, I'm going to recommend getting away from that typical panel that is not very good, ordering a high-sensitivity CRP, which tells you how much inflammation is going on, better indicator of cardiovascular disease, ApoB, his lipoprotein A, his LDL particles, all the labs which indicate if you're really at risk. So going to recommend he decrease the statin because, in my opinion, it's all risk, no benefit, and will improve his diabetes, of course, as I mentioned. And so berberine, boom. And then what am I going to recommend in its place besides the berberine? I'm also going to recommend some barbacol. Barbacol's got berberine in it, and it's got bergamot in it. Bergamot really goes after those nasty particles. I've got a brother and two brother-in-laws on barbacol, all of them with beautiful numbers that their doctors are impressed with. So can't recommend barbacol enough. What else are you going to do? The guy's got a high BMI. So this berberine is nature's Ozempic, they call it. So it can stimulate your GLP-1, help with your improve your weight control and your appetite. So AFib. So I'll cover AFib a little more in a future show, but just to let you know that berberine helps with has antiarrhythmic properties. So boom. So you're getting the message here. Heart failure. Guess what? Berberine has heart failure protection. So, and then did I mention that he's got fatty? Yeah, I did mention he's got fatty liver. So that's another thing. When people come to me with fatty liver, I put them on berberine. Why?
It does improve the efficiency of the heart pumping?
Yes.
Berberine?
Okay. Yep.
Wonderful.
There are lots of great things to help with fatty liver, NAC, milk thistle, some of the things y'all talked about probably with the previous people that were in here. But I definitely recommend an NAC for him, but also got him on the berberine. So you're getting the picture here that berberine, so blood sugar makes insulin work better, lowers sugars. It acts a lot like metformin, really. Cholesterol and fat helps bring down LDL, triglycerides. It boosts fat burning, slows fat storage in the liver. Blood pressure relaxes blood vessels, helps ease stress on the heart. Heart rhythm can steady irregular rhythms, improve energy. Weight encourages the body to burn more fat, especially belly fat. Gut health balances gut bacteria. So that's another thing I didn't necessarily mention prior to right now, which is it is great for your gut microbiome. It feeds your probiotics. So, and inflammation, it calms down overactive immune signals, So, wow. Which can damage arteries and lead to plaque buildup. So
you got 1 minute.
We're seeing this. So what happened after 6 months with this guy? I put him on 500 milligrams 3 times a day. Mm. All right. And blood sugar levels, his A1C went from 7.2 to 6.3.
Ooh.
He was able to reduce his metformin dose by half. His blood pressure is down to 132 over 84, not only did we not add new medications on, but we reduced his blood pressure meds by a third. His triglycerides went down by 70 points. Anyway, his doctor agreed to discontinue his statin, so he's off that. But he was saying that if things don't go well, we're going to put you back on it. So he's had fewer irregular heartbeats, less shortness of breath. He's had no emergency room visits. He's had a 14-pound weight loss. His liver enzymes normalized. I mean, this is like a home run here.
This is a home run.
This is the kind of case where you feel so good when you mm-hmm. when you're able to help in this way. So takeaways: protects the heart, improves metabolism, reduces inflammation, and not to mention that I one time in a previous podcast when I talked about treating cancer, guess what was part of that five nutraceutical process was berberine. So mm-hmm. helps in that area too.
Wow, that is phenomenal. That is a home run. And also, remembering the third leading cause of death is pharmaceuticals properly taken, properly prescribed. He just lowered the risk of him for the long term with unexpected problems from the side effects of drugs. And I want to thank Clint for all of his input into this segment. Because he knows so much and he added so much value to this show.
You're welcome.
I love Clint.
We spent a lot of time preparing for this segment.
Yeah, you did.
Everyone loves Clint.
Yes. All right, Dr. Dehring, thank you so much. And you are available for talking. And you're a good talker. So, yeah. So you're available for talking and
or
also consultation.
Talkings. Appointments. We give talkings appointments. Coaching appointments are available with Dr. Dehring at nutritionw.com.
Value just got added. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dehring. You are usually Monday through Friday at Nutrition World. Every now and then a Saturday. You caught one last Saturday because I was out of town. And thank you so much.
I enjoyed it.
Well, another empowering segment of Vital Health Radio. And stay tuned. We'll be back with some more empowering notes and information that I have got a stack full I have to share. Thank you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep this conversation going as we explore ways to protect, strengthen, and build your resilience of health. I love the word resilience. That means you're prepared for unexpected events. Tell people what your podcast is, Clint Powell.
Well, since we have limited time, what I'll do is tell them I have about 16 that range anywhere from crime to adventure to politics and health, veterans, history, you name it, and we have it over 16 at Crimecast, at NougaPodcast.com. Nouga Podcast, and podcast is plural, so NougaPodcast.com. I probably put out a total of anywhere from 6 to 15 a week. And hopefully once I get a studio built, we'll end up putting out some every single day.
You are skilled at that, and we had a great conversation on a personal level about the word empathy yesterday, and I was very intrigued by that. And I love these conversations of these very in-depth and analytical but interesting concepts that you come up with. So I encourage people to listen to that. I am not going to cover it in this episode or in this show, but I'll do it next week. But the title is The Broken Trust, the Tylenol Cover-Up That May Have Damaged Millions of Children. Mm-hmm. What that means is to me, is again, evidence that shows something that should be really investigated is covered up, not for years, but for decades. And I am not sitting here patting our industry on the back constantly, but we called them out 25 years ago on Tylenol and its potential negative effects on young people and on pregnancy because it depletes NAC, which is the key glutathione detoxifier of the body. If your body has huge capabilities, well, it's fine, but it doesn't. And when you don't and you compromise it, then bad things can happen, not to everyone. But we have to have honesty within the area of medicine, and we simply don't.
I'm glad you're not covering it this week, but go ahead.
Yeah. I've got tons of details I'm going to cover. Hey, lastly, I don't know if you drink instant coffee, but this was a cool study. Instant coffee linked to higher risk of vision loss. Instant coffee increased age-related macular degeneration sevenfold compared to regular coffee. And it said instant coffee, it contains more contaminants like acrylamide, lead, and advanced glycation products due to the heat processing process that they use in the method. And filtered coffee using fresh ground beans has none of these effects. How interesting. Again, convenience kills us. Instant coffee, and you ought to look up, how is instant coffee actually made? That would be a good lookup for the Clint AI machine. Hey, guess what? That wraps up this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.